Oh, God is good, isn't he? And a joyful heart is what? Good medicine. If you ain't joyful, you got a problem. If you're not joyful, you got a problem. That means there's a heart condition. There's a heart condition that's not right. Does everybody get it? Why, you know, and if you don't search out why you're not joyful, you know, there's a difference between happy and joy. Joy is something that's truly within all the time. It expresses through you. It's a presence. It's an eternal presence. Peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. See, happy can come occasionally. The world's happy. It says be happy. But they're happy when they get things. Does everybody understand? People are happy when they get things the way they want. But we're to be joyful. When the presence of the God is, there's joyful. Even when you're rebuked, there's still joy. Thanks. What does the word say? Slap me. Praise God. There should be joy no matter what you're going through. Again, if there's not joy, there's a heart condition. And if there's a heart condition, there's a problem. Amen? If you're still holding offense, you can't have joy. If you're still in unforgiveness mode, you can't hold joy. If you're bitter, you can't hold joy. You can look for happy, but you can't get joy. Amen? See, the world cannot get joy. They can fake it. They cover it with happy. They can laugh, but they can't get joy. Hallelujah. They can tell a lot of jokes, but they can't get joy. Oh, that was funny. Ha, ha, ha. That's not joy. Heck, my wife and I laugh even if I say I got a joke. Because I can't tell them. Terrible at it. But praise God. So don't get me any joy book. I mean, joke books, please. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. Let's speak it together. To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, and a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones, and a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, and a time to gain, a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, and a time to tear, and a time to sow, and time to keep silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, and a time of war, and a time of peace. There's a time for everything. And there's a difference between our time and God's time. We want it now. Hello? Everyone wants it now. We get tired of waiting. But we know it's God's time. You know, I was talking to the Lord the other day, and I said, you know, Lord, I know you can do more. Oh, how could you talk to God like that? Because he's my Father. I know you can do more. You have a reason why you're not doing more, and I know you're doing a lot of things. But just like my Lord said, not my will, but your will. And that's what I had to respond to. But not my will, your will. In other words, not my time, your time. But right now, there's the seasons and times, and God is doing something right now. It's called a time of gathering. It's a time of what? Gathering. Time of gathering. We have entered a time to gather. Luke 14, 16, please. Then Jesus said to him, a certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent his servant to supper time to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready. But they all, with one accord, began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a place of ground, and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to test them. I ask that you have me excused. Still another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and the maimed, the lame, and the blind. And the servant said, master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. You know, sometimes we don't realize that God has got a predestined amount of people he wants in the kingdom. We don't know how long he's been gathering. He could be gathering for a gazillion years. Who knows? Remember, there's many from other folds that he's going to gather together also and bring into one. Don't think we're the only creation. There's got to be more. We don't know what they're like or what's what, but there's definitely more. If God is God, and he's been around a long time, hello. I'm telling you, he didn't sit around waiting just for us. He didn't just say one day, well, I think I'll create humans. But we are created in his image and likeness. And we don't know that if he's done that with other creations. See, we could be the first of it, but we don't know. But he will gather others from other folds, and we'll be gathered together. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper. It's gathering. So he said, look at, go to the highways and gather all the outcasts. Because what? It's a time to gather. It's a time to gather. And we are in that right now. It is a time to gather. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 15. But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us, for after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now where there is remission of sin, there is no longer an offering for sin. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us, through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of our sorrows together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So he's saying, gather. Do not forsake to gather. Do not forsake to assemble. Not forsaking the assemble, but to gather. Why? Because the enemy comes as a roaring lion to draw individuals out of a flock. You know, the wolf and the sheep. Amen? And it's he still does the same thing. His tactics don't change. You know, So he says, forsake not to assemble. You know, God has been sharing with his people about not only the time together, but gathering things as things begin to happen in the world so that we can continually cross over with no hindrances. Amen? If you're traveling and you're on a ship or something, you got to have stuff to maintain in case the ship sinks. Amen? Like a life raft. Hello? Safety jackets. Clean water. Things to those degree. We've got to gather things. Amen? And so in gathering those things, you don't know what's going to happen. That's what we do here. We gather. We've got things gathered. We have freezers full of food. We're blessed. We're prosperous. If something was to happen and things were to close down for a week or two, God has prepared us. Amen? As he's preparing the whole body of Christ, gathering. Same thing with gathering currencies. Once the currency crushes, because it will, he says, gather. Gather what? My gold and silver. Gather properties. Gather tangible things that are worth value. So you have something to trade with or something to purchase with. Gathering. And Zephaniah chapter 2 and verse 1. Gather yourselves together, yes, gather together, an undesirable nation, O undesirable nation, before the decree is issued, or the day passes like chaff, before the Lord's fierce anger comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon you. What's the decree of what? Judgment. Gather together. That's why God is gathering people together. Seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld his justice. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. It may be that you will be what? Hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. Powerful. Why? Because that's what's getting ready to happen. Gather together. It is the time to gather. Why? Because God's vengeance is going to happen. And it's already starting this month. It may not look like things are happening, but it's happening. Psalm 50, and starting at verse 1. The mighty one, God the Lord, has spoken and called the earth. From the rising of the sun to its going down, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. Our God shall come and shall not keep silent. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempest all around him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is what? Is judge. God is calling. That's called God's time of gathering. It's his time of gathering. That's why he's saying it's time of gathering. Why? Because judgment is being released. Go to Joel chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Behold, in those days, at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. I will enter into judgment with them on account of my people, my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided my land. They have cast lots for my people, have given a boy as a payment for a harlot, and sold a girl for wine that they may drink. Sounds like the Democratic Party. Indeed, what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Sidon and all the coasts of Philistia? Will you retaliate against me? But if you retaliate against me swiftly and speedily, I will return your retaliation upon your own head. Because you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried it into your temples, my prized possessions. Also the people of Judah and the people of Jerusalem, you have sold to the Greeks that you may move them far from their borders. Behold, I will raise them out of the place to which you have sold them, and return your retaliation upon your own head. I will sell your sons and daughters into the hand of the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabians, to people far off, for the Lord has spoken. Proclaim this, the nations. Prepare for war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble and come, all you nations. Gather together all around. Cause your mighty ones to go down there, O Lord. Let the nations be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, where there I will sit to judge all surrounding nations. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, go down, for the winepress is full and the vats overflow. For their wickedness is great. Multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon will grow dark, and the stars will diminish their brightness. The Lord also will roar with Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and the earth will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So you shall know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then Jerusalem shall be holy, and no aliens shall ever pass through again. Wow. Powerful. God's judgment. It's about, we're in it. We haven't seen the fullness of it. It trickles in certain areas. But he's trying to gather as many people out of the way of his judgment as possible. It's like those protesters are standing in streets protesting. They're standing and stopping traffic. Finally, some people are finally fed up with it. And they ain't stopping. Because it's time is up. Gather them out of the way. Amen. You need a rubber plow. Bounce them off. I always, when I'm driving, I always tell Shane, because somebody's always doing the speed limit in front of me. So, I mean, below the speed limit. And so, come on, did you catch it? All right. Anyways, I always tell them, man, I wish I had a rubber bumper. Hallelujah. You know, you always get somebody when you really need to be somewhere and you're a little late, that slowest person. The speed limit's 25 and they decide to do 20. And we all fall into that, you know? But anyways, you just have to be patient. And bypass them, you know? Hallelujah. But we are in such a time right now where judgment is increasing. And it's God's vengeance against the wicked and love for his people. He loves all people, but he hates wickedness. Amen? So he's hoping that people will wake before they get run over. Praise God. Matthew 13, verse 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, explain to us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said to him, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. So let me share with you. You know, so many people don't think that they are demons, or they don't think that those powers, you know, people call them aliens, but they're not. Hello? Now, there's many cloned individuals that carry demon spirits in them. And people don't really, they can't comprehend or even comprehend that would could be. But it's happening. There are cloned individuals that carry demon spirits in them. You know, somebody looked up Biden. I don't know if you saw. And they found his tombstone and everything. They looked in the cemetery of the what? of the Arlington Cemetery, where all the military and political, and he's buried there. Since 2020. And he died at Gitmo. That's what the record shows. So that means he was arrested already in 20 and was in Gitmo. Come on, see, there's so much stuff going on that's, remember, the enemy's, his greatest weapon is what? Deception. And his power is what? Fear. Yeah, so this person looked it all up and had it on their website, was showing all the paperwork and everything on it. So I don't know what this clown is, it doesn't matter. That's imitating him. But he's a very bad imitator. Or actor or whatever. Again, the enemy who sold them is the devil. Why? Because he said, those are called tares. They're sons of the wicked. Sons of the wicked. You know, there are shapeshifters and all kinds of evil things present now on the earth. I don't know if you've seen any of the videos, many of the videos, where somebody's so-called wealthy movie stars and so forth, if they do them in slow motion, their eyes turn into reptilian eyes. You know, I was in a complete different teaching. And my wife was saying, you know, she's saying, what are you doing? I said, I guess I'm doing this teaching for Tuesday. And so eventually I stopped and I said, wait a minute, I got to get ready for service. I said, what do you want to talk about? He says, it's time to gather. I said, okay. Hallelujah. I said, well, we'll finish this teaching later for Tuesday or whenever you want to bring this out. But it's actually going to follow along with this. So praise God. Matthew 24, verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be what? Darkened. And the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be what? Shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven and to the other. Now learn this parable. When the fig tree, when its branches have already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know the summer is near. So also, you also, when you see all these things, know that it's near at the door. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not by no means pass away. In other words, the fig tree is Israel. When Israel becomes a nation, that generation is that generation he's talking about is when Israel became a nation. Well, how long is a generation? It's around 80 years. So within that generation and past, does everybody get it? Israel became a nation in 1948. Think about it. So we've got 80 years, 70 to 80 years, somewhere around in that area, a generation. Well, hallelujah. We're there. Amen. We're there. There's no doubt that Jesus is coming. There's no doubt that things are going to happen. There's no doubt that man is going to come against man. There's no doubt that the battle is increasing. And there's no doubt that temptation will increase. There's no doubt. Is everybody okay? Oh, happy day. Psalm 133. Verse 1, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to what? Dwell together in what? Unity. So he says, gather together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down the beard, the beard of Aaron running down on the garments, on the edge of his garments. It is like dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. So he's talking about the unity of gathering together. It's a blessing. Life forevermore. Gathering as children. Matthew 18, verse 18. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst. Is that awesome or what? So it takes a minimum of two to gather. Amen? Hallelujah. Matthew 12, 25. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can you at one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man? And then he will plunder his house. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. Wow. So you're either a gatherer or a scatterer. Ephesians 4, and verse 1. Ephesians 4, verse 1, a time to gather. That means unite, unify. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. With all loneliness and gentleness, with longsuffering, bearing with one another in love. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Maintaining the spirit of unity. Amen. That means we must be gathering together. 2 Timothy 3:12. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured, of knowing that from you have learned and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the men and women of God may be complete and thoroughly equipped for every good work. So he warns us there's pastors, there's scatterers. Amen? There are many scatterers that are infiltrating all over the world, all over the body. Listen, they're not after the world. They already got the world. Now they're after the body. So now they're infiltrating the body of Christ. Amen? 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. In other words, false individuals. Pretending that they're Christians, but they're really not. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. They went out from us. Why? Because they refused to gather. They couldn't handle it. You know, it's just a matter of time where a person runs from the presence of God because of the demons that are in them. They went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. You what? You know all things. That makes us different. Because we know why we're gatherers, not scatterers. Amen? And I'm going to close at Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, 12. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched and that burned with fire, and to blackness and darkness and tempests, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them any more, for they could not endure what was commanded. And if so much as a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling. But you have come to the Mount of Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, who are registered in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of the sprinkling that speaks better than things that than Abel. See that you do not refuse him who speaks, for they did not escape who refused him, who spoke on earth. Much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying again, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as those things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may what? Remain. Therefore, since we have receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. So we see that this shaking is going to shake out all the scatterers. Amen? And it's going to cause the gatherers to come together. You notice that when shaking happens, people gather together. They run to God. Many of them, some of them don't. But those especially who've known God, that have walked away from God, or not at the level where they should be, where they were before, they come back. They're gathering together. They know time is short. They want to get things right with God. They want to stop touching the accursed items. They want to stop the drinking and drugging. They want to stop all of these things because they're fearful that if they die, they'll wake up in hell. Because that's God's judgment. You know, God judges us so we can judge ourselves. God doesn't send us to hell. We do. We chose that path. Amen. He made an open door for heaven. He invites us to heaven. But many people have sent back their invitations and said, no, thank you. Because they love the ways of the flesh and not the ways from above. So God is gathering right now. It's a time of gathering. And you're going to be seeing a lot of the judgment beginning. Things that have been judged already, God's judging, are going to be brought up and surfaced, just like what I shared with you about Biden. There's going to be more things that have been brought up. Let me tell you, Guantanamo, they've had to expand it 3 times larger. Because they're shipping people there. They've been shipping people there. Everything is to wake humanity. It's like, it's already done. It's already been done. It's already done. Everything's completed. Now it's a matter of gathering while God begins to judge. Does everybody get it? He already knows who, what, and where. Now it's the gathering so he can judge and get his people out of the way. That's why there's the shaking and the quaking. To awaken and to remove and to gather the righteous. Amen. Remember, he said that the wheat and the tares will grow together. He will gather them. And it's happening. It's happening right now. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we thank you for the time of gathering. We thank you for keeping us awake and secure and sure in you. Because we know we can do nothing without you. Nothing. And anyone that's hearing this message out there or watching this video, I want to encourage you. If you're a scatterer, you've been scattered, become a gatherer. Get filled with the Holy Spirit. We have booklets we send out free. Get baptized in the Holy Ghost. Repent. Get washed. Get involved in fellowship. And don't be a loner. Because loners get eaten by the wolf. Amen. Stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And maintain humility and humbleness. And God will turn your heart to him. Everybody said amen.